Lesson 12. A Witness. The Italian writer Primo Levi spent his entire life, except for a three-year absence necessitated by World War II, in the same house in Turin, Italy, where he was born in 1919. In 1943, Levi, a young chemistry graduate, left home to become a partisan in the struggle to free Italy from German occupation. Betrayed by an informer, Levi, who was Jewish, was arrested and sent to Auschwitz, the Nazi death camp in Poland. There, he experienced some of the horrors of the Holocaust, the premeditated mass murder of the Jews that Hitler and his cohorts organized. At the Holocaust's peak, the four huge gas chambers at Auschwitz killed 6,000 people a day. During his trial after the war, the commandant of the camp, Rudolf Höss, admitted his culpability in countless murders. His diabolical acts included supervising the execution of 2.5 million people. He was also responsible for the deaths of another 500,000 who starved. Miraculously, Levi was still alive, though barely, when Auschwitz was liberated by Russian troops in early 1945, a few months before the war's end. Later that year, after a six-month odyssey by train that took him deep into Russia, he was able to return to his home in Turin. There, he picked up the threads of his life and outwardly led a normal and comfortable existence. He married, raised a family, and pursued a career as a chemical engineer. But the enormity of the crimes he had witnessed weighed heavily on him. Beginning in 1947 with Survival in Auschwitz, Levi wrote a series of books that dealt with his wartime experience and its aftermath. Primo Levi was one of only three of the 650 Italian Jews crammed into a train bound for Auschwitz who lived. Writing was a catharsis for him, a way of coming to terms with his feelings of guilt for having survived when so many had died. In one of his essays, he suggests that the reason to write is to free oneself from anguish. But his overriding concern was to ensure that posterity would have a clear picture of what had happened. He was haunted by the jibes that Nazis made at him, claiming that the world would never find out the truth. "For none of you will be left to bear witness. And even if some proof should remain and some of you survive, people will say that the events you describe are too monstrous to be believed." In fact, as early as 1947, books denying that the Holocaust occurred began to appear in a number of countries. In the United States, the innocuous-sounding Institute for Historical Review was founded in 1978. Its purpose was to promote the scurrilous view that the Holocaust was a hoax, the gas chambers never existed, and the deaths in the camps were caused by starvation due to Allied bombing that disrupted supplies. By placing full-page advertisements in college newspapers calling for a full and fair debate and calling on readers to consider both sides of the issue, the so-called Institute hoped to sow doubts in the minds of students. These efforts to distort and obscure what happened bear out the aphorism that uncomfortable truths travel with difficulty. Levi knew people would find it hard to believe that events so unimaginable actually happened. In his writings, he tried to ensure that the truth as he knew it was exposed for the whole world to see.